The county board will be asked to allow Chairman Steve Miller to sign an agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield for its Blue Choice Options PPO.
We will be approving this plan, and then we will be introducing it to our employees, and they will then enroll if they choose to. And we will start deducting payments from their wages in September so that we have insurance in force on October 1 when Health Alliance will no longer be available.
Miller says the county struggles to compete with other local employers, so he adds hopefully offering a good health insurance plan can help.
Our insurance broker, Epic, has worked out a proposal with them, which we think is very desirable for our employees and which will provide some cost savings to the taxpayers.
The estimated annual premium for the county is expected to provide a savings of just under $700,000 over the next two fiscal years. All major local medical providers will be in Tier 1 under that new proposal, including OSF Medical Center, Carl, and Christie Clinic. County employees would also be able to travel to such places as Indianapolis for medical treatment and still be in Tier 1. Under the proposed Blue Choice Option PPO, a single county employee's premium would drop from $1,045 now being paid for Health Alliance to $831. An employee with one other person in their plan would pay $1,197, down from $1,505 now being paid for Health Alliance. I'm Bill Pickett.